Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life and living your purpose, healing karma, and bringing forth good karma. Welcome to the show, and good morning to all of you. It has been a very adventurous, absolutely up and down week. I am so glad to be here, and I am so thankful that it is Friday. Thank you, God. This has been a very challenging week, even though, you know, I talk about and I express and I teach that life is about for us to carry peace. There has been so much sadness, and there has been so much illness and complications, and clients that I've been working with in the office, over the phone, through Skype, around the world. This week has literally been about illness. Every client that I've been working with in person that has been calling in to connect with me live for, you know, sessions, professional sessions at my office, have been all about illness and disruption with their energy field, but mainly about really deep, deep physical illnesses. I asked this question to our guardian angels and to our spirit guides, and I said, why is it that I have so many of the same scenarios, same situations that I'm dealing with in regards towards having so many children? I've had 4 to 5 clients that have talked to me within the last few weeks with their children that have had all, or have, not have had, all have some type of tumors or disruptions within their children, their child's brain. And, you know, some of it's cancer, some of it's, you know, other type of illnesses and tumors of some sort. And I sit there and I ask, why is it that we're dealing with this, God? Why are we dealing with this universe? What is going on that all our bodies and our insides are becoming so infected with all these complications? So it really does match our show today, because our show today is about how to remove blockages from within, which is exactly what I've been working with this whole entire week with people karmically, energetically, physically. How to remove blockages from within. So I've been going through it all week, and now today that is our show, how to remove blockages from within. And when I'm sitting here and expressing this to the people that I'm working with, or even guests that I've been, you know, speaking with that are the family's relatives, friends, family members, whoever it may be, loved ones, and I'm expressing to them the meanings and the reasons why there's these illnesses, a lot of it has to do with the way we treat ourselves. And please, today, pay attention to the messages that I am expressing and allow yourself to take it to heart, so that when you hear the messages and the information that's coming from our guardian angels, from our spirit guides, to advise you, to guide you, to teach you, take it to heart so that you can actually apply the messages that I will be expressing to you today to benefit your life spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Because without spiritual, emotional, and physical balance, we will not have happiness. You can have emotional balance, but not have the spiritual and the physical, and you'll still be off. You could have physical balance and not have the emotional and spiritual and be off. And you could even have spiritual balance and not have the physical or the emotional, and you will be off. You have to have all three, guys. You do need physical, emotional, and spiritual balance in order to be connected. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about, how can I teach you? How can I help you to understand how to remove the blockages, from within? How can you allow peace to feel you and to take over any locations within you emotionally, spiritually, or physically that has fear, that has doubt, that has blockages, that has disruption, whatever it may be. Let's focus on really understanding the message today and learning something, okay? The reason why I come on air, the reason why I do this show and come on Blog Talk Radio is so I can actually teach you, so I can help you, so I can open doors for you, so I can help you to understand how to get in balance, how to help yourselves. It's not just about, can I communicate with my guardian angels? Of course, I communicate with our guardian angels. I have been gifted for lifetimes helping people and teaching people how to communicate with their own guardian angels and spirit guides. I've been gifted understanding how to do healing and how to work with people to get rid of blockages, disruption, interferences, how to heal one's past life karma. We are here to help ourselves. We are not here to live miserable, unhappy, unsettled lives. I believe with my whole heart and my whole being that we are here to live very peaceful, happy, harmonious, and fulfilled lives. So if we're here to live true fulfillment, that means that we need to push the limits. I was dealing with a client yesterday who was told that she needed to allow herself to get rid of a job. And she has a really beautiful job. Not beautiful, but she has a well-paid job. The job isn't beautiful. The job is very stressful, very heavy, is causing her a huge amount of health complications, anxiety, drama. She's living untruths. She is living through, you know, constantly feeling as if that she's not making a difference because she's not allowing herself to live life as she should. And she's becoming very lost, right? She comes in for a session months ago back and she's told, so-and-so, you're supposed to quit your job, allow yourself to move forward, give your resignation, say, God bless you, I'm done, I'm no longer going to work with you. Have faith, have trust, and move forward in fulfilling your purpose and doing what you're here to do and allowing yourself to get involved with a career that will help satisfy you, that will help make movement in your life, right? So I'm talking with her and I'm working with her and I'm expressing to her all these things that she's supposed to be moving forward with. And I've seen her, you know, every once in a while. I haven't seen her, you know, dedicatedly, like, you know, once a week or once a month. It's just been every so often I've seen her, maybe three times. And I saw her again yesterday and she finally realized that she's done. She's not going to put up with it anymore. She's not going to allow herself to have the heaviness, the drama, the negativity, the health problems in which she has created because of the career that she has, which is so much negativity. Yes, it pays her bills, but is that money, is that what we do? You know, say we have a career, say we have something that we're doing that's injustice, or we're doing something that's very sinful, or we're doing something that is so negative, or we're doing something that's so harmful to other people, whatever it may be. Say we're doing something that is not happy, that is not amazing, and not beneficial to the planet or people. Don't you think that that's going to make you feel horrible? Don't you think that somewhere within you, you're going to feel some type of imbalance, some type of disruption? Well, whether you feel it today or whether you feel it in 10 days or whether you feel it in 10 years, eventually it'll catch up with you. And then you're going to start to become very, very blocked. And all that frustration and all that sadness and all that pain is going to continue carrying on you. And feeling like the weight of a backpack is collecting more and more bricks, weighing you down, weighing you down, weighing you down. Our lives are very simple. Most people don't realize how simple it is to have true happiness. And our lives are very simple. They're about having completion. They're about living life to the fullest. Our lives are about speaking truth, living truth in all aspects. Let's help open that door within our lives so that we can let this happen. We can welcome the opportunity to come into our lives so that we can grasp that opportunity and have true accomplishment. What is it that you do with your career? What is it that you do in life? Who are the people that are around you? Family, loved ones, coworkers, friends that are, you know, taking. Let's talk. If you guys want, always call in and we can talk about the situations and the stories that you have so I can teach you and I can express to you what is correct and what is incorrect so that you no longer allow yourself to have blockages within, that you are able to allow yourself to move forward and not have these complications and these interferences within your space. So how do we remove blockages from within? Well, first things first is you would obviously have to go through cleansing, a healing, a rebalancing. It's a very extremely simple process, but it's not really simple only because it creates a lot of emotion by allowing yourself to remove those blockages, because you have to remember what was done to you. You have to remember the scenario, the situations, the circumstances, the pain, the selfishness that someone has created towards you, whatever it may be. You have to remember those emotions, remember the situations that have happened within your life, whether it was abuse, whether it was molestation. You have to remember those situations that have been in your life in order to remove them. You can't just sit there and go to someone and say, oh, please help remove all the blockages, but I don't want to remember 1 ounce of anything. I just want to let it go, and I don't want to have to deal with any of it. That, whoever tells you that they can do that and that they literally can remove the blockages of negativity, pain, emotional sadness, you know, harm, abuse, without you feeling anything, that's not true. That is 1,000,000% absolutely false. In order for us to truly heal, and remember this, whether you take it to heart today or whether you take it to heart, you know, before the holidays, after New Year's, whatever, without being able to forgive the abuser, the cheater, the person who has neglected you, the person who has harmed you, the person who has cheated you in life, a coworker, a family member, whatever the situation may have been, if you cannot forgive them, do you actually really truly believe that by you carrying that pain, by you carrying that frustration, that disappointment, that hurt, that fear, those tears, do you actually think that you're going to be able to allow yourself to then continue to be healed, blocked, or unblocked, totally cleansed, completely imbalanced, totally open? Absolutely not. You will not be. People love to hear what they want to hear. People love to do what they want to do, and that is completely understandable. I get it. I'm at fault. I'm the farthest thing from innocent. I am not saying I'm innocent. But I do understand that without forgiveness, we cannot allow ourselves to have healing. And I expressed this to my husband last night as we were preparing and getting ready, you know, for the night, and we were talking about, oh, yeah, I have the radio show in the morning. I'm so excited. It's going to be a great subject. He goes, oh, what are you talking about? And I expressed to him, you know, what we were talking about and, you know, put, you know, in perspective of, you know, what it really means and just talking about it last night. And I was expressing to him even about forgiveness and how, you know, even I have to forgive my mother, forgive my family that has abused me, that has pushed me away, that has neglected me, that my mother who has, you know, created so much pain within our family, even has abused my father to so many levels of abuse, that she has created so much pain for the man who has loved her so deeply and continuously loved her. And she has done nothing but has neglected, abused, and literally acted out in ways that were so evil. And you have to allow yourself to sit there and say, but I forgive her because she has had a horrible life. She knows no better. She has not been to a healer. She has not been to anyone who can talk to her and get through to her because she is so thick-skinned where all that abuse that has been done to her, which has been huge, and she has had a lot of hurt in her life. She doesn't understand how to love. So I can't sit here and have anger and frustration. I have to allow myself to realize the truth. And that same goes, the same rule goes to all of us and to each one of you out there. In order to remove the blockages from within, you do need to forgive the person. What creates blocks? What is it that creates blocks within our lives from really truly having that openness, that happiness, that freedom? What creates blocks is if we have a situation, say we are at work today. Let's give a silly example. Okay, we're at work today and everything's going beautiful. You know, say I'm a creative writer, okay? And there's somebody that's in the office that's also, you know, working with me in an associate, not as a creative writer, but someone that's maybe the editor, maybe the printer, whatever it may be, right? And this person is sitting there and going down and talking to others about how I'm this negative person and spreading rumors and spreading lies and creating gossip about me in the office, right? And now instead of me stepping up and sitting there and talking to this person and saying, hey, what are you saying about me? Why are you, you know, telling lies? Why are you spreading gossip? If you have something to say, come say it to me, whatever it may be, right? Confronting the situation instead of hearing it and building up anger, frustration, sadness, pain, hurt, whatever it may be. We allow ourselves to hold back and not say a word. And by allowing yourself to do that simple of a scenario and really allow yourself to act that simple scene out, what will happen? You will become blocked. Why will you become blocked? It's because you didn't speak your mind. You didn't stand up for yourself. God and our angels did not create us for us to allow ourselves to be carpets, walked on, dirt, abused, neglected, silent. God did not create that. We were created to live life to the fullest. God created us to have completion, true happiness within our lives. And that cannot happen without using your voice and without speaking your mind and your heart. And when I say speak your mind, I don't mean on a logical level. I mean saying what you feel, saying what you really are thinking, what's really going on within you. Help yourself to open up and to become more connected. Know who you are. Don't create more blocks by allowing yourself to continue staying silent. Another way you'd be able to create a block is very simple, is you'd be able to create a block also by being abused. Say you were molested as a child, your uncle, a friend from school, a teacher, somebody, you know, a babysitter molested you. Okay, there's so many scenarios in regards to that subject. And you're abused and you're molested. Do you actually think you're not going to be blocked? Absolutely, you're going to be blocked. 100%, yes. So there's many ways to be blocked. Say you're in a love relationship and the person cheated on you and you weren't able to confront them, but yet you continued allowing yourself to be in this relationship with someone who was unfaithful or abusive or treated you like dirt, even though you were so loving, soft, amazing, supportive. Here comes the block. Can we feel the blockages that we create? Can we feel, if we have blockages and we allow ourselves to start collecting all these blocks within us, right? And we start swallowing all this negativity and we start blocking our emotions and start becoming numb. Now, when I say blocks, it's you're blocking your energy, you're protecting yourself, you're putting up shields, you're swallowing all the negative, all the bad, and you're learning to become silent. So when I say, do we feel it? You do feel it, because as you're swallowing it, as you're putting up these walls, as you're hiding from the truth, as you're becoming more as a hermit, you are allowing yourself to become more suppressed, more within, more closed off, more numb, and more or less emotional. So we become robotic. How sad is that? Why should we become robotic, and why should we allow ourselves to become anything else than to our highest potential? You will always hear me talk of this. You will always hear me express this, because I believe in completion and us allowing ourselves to truly have complete accomplishment and happiness within our lives. So, yes, you will feel it. On many different levels, you'll feel it. Sometimes you'll feel like as if you have a heartache and you feel like your heart is aching. That's a block. Sometimes you'll feel like as if your mind is so foggy, you can't understand why is it that you can't think straight. Why can you not make a clear decision? Why can you not allow yourself to step your right foot forward? What is going on with you? Because you're blocked. Why is your gut feeling, your intuition, your solar plexus. Why is your solar plexus, why is your gut feeling not guiding you, directing you, warning you? Because you're blocked. Excuse me, we have callers. I'm so sorry. Let's get this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, and
oh,
I want to say
beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it
you
is
wanna
here. A little mic. I want to say thank you, because this week was very, very heavy for me. Sometimes knowing that you're not the only one helps.
Oh, yes. Isn't that nice to know sometimes?
And,
I agree. It has been a crazy week.
And I don't know if it has to do with the blue moon tonight or not, but I do know that I had to learn to let go. And
good.
And whew, just saying that out loud
is heavy. I can feel it. I can feel your energy. I can feel you like having like a vibration, like a shaking. And you
yeah.
know, that's good though. Lisa,
yes,
that's so good. And a little bit with the blue moon, yes, I agree. There is a little bit of stuff that's going on with the blue moon right now. And there's stuff that's happening with the planet. But you know what? The thing of the situation is that we need to allow ourselves to realize, and this is really important, is that every single one of us have challenges that face us, whether it's day by day, whether it's once a year, whatever the circumstances may be. And I can feel, yes, there's been a lot of not so much happiness. I can feel the heaviness, the sadness, the tears that's surrounding you. But by you allowing yourself to let it go, you have 1,000,000% done the right thing, because now you're giving yourself back the power. You see, and you're allowing yourself to rise your vibration and make it rise, make it allow itself to be important and amazing and filled with such higher vibrations instead of sadness and unworthiness and whatever, you know, someone taking advantage. So that's
well,
good. And it's
the topic of the show was perfect, because I have been working in spiritual, physical, emotional, what I call the whole detox of all that. And
yes, good.
And in doing that, I asked for the blockages to be removed. Now, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, when you ask for those blockages to be removed, you've got to accept what you asked
for. That's going to happen. Exactly. I love that
because
you're saying
that right
now.
Because it's not always what you think it's going to be.
Thank you, Lisa. I love that. That is so true. That is so true. We allow ourselves, oh my gosh, so much. So true.
Yes. And that heaviness was at least 20-year relationships that in 1 week I had to alter. I had to let go. Two of them were family members. Actually, three of them are. One is my ex-husband. And then on top of that, if I may say, I had to learn to say, I forgive them.
Yes, which is what we spoke about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And once
I
let go of that, I'm more energized today than I have been all week. And trying to get my life, certain things that had popped up during this last year that I didn't know had occurred on my credit report and things about my ex-husband and my daughter forging my name on her driving. You know, there was a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, one thing you said, which is significant for people to reflect on that you just said, which I'd like to repeat, is you said you feel more energized today and now than you have, you know, in a while. That's because, everyone that's out there, because she has allowed herself to take her energy back. And we do have other callers, so I have to let you go. But Lisa, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. And there's so much more for me to talk about in the show today, so keep listening because there's more information about how to cleanse yourself. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye. Hi, you're on the air. Can I help you? What's your name?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hello. Hi, Nathaniel. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Good. How can I help you today? Do you have a question?
I want to see if I have a blockage inside.
Oh, you would like to know if you have a blockage with inside of you. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a smart question, actually, to call for people to understand what is it that's causing blockages within them. I can tell you one thing that I do feel, Nathaniel, is I do feel as though there is something that's causing blockages within you, but it has to do with your solar plexus, and it also has to do with your third eye. So it has to do with gut feeling, guidance, you know, your solar plexus. I'm not sure if you're familiar with what your chakras and your point levels in your body, if you know where they're located and what they mean, but that's in this, okay, so that's your center of your stomach. And then your third eye, which is your forehead, so that's in regards towards decisions. So when your third eye is blocked, and I was expressing this a little bit ago, when your third eye is blocked, which is your forehead, you'll feel lightheaded, you'll feel cloudy, you'll feel fuzzy. You may feel even as if that you're a bit confused or you can't make a very clear, strong, powerful decision. You'll feel indecisive. In regards towards your solar plexus, you may even have digestive issues and you may have complications with inside your digestion because you're not allowing yourself to open up and you have something going on within there. So that is a great question, Nathaniel. Absolutely amazing. So I appreciate that. That was a good call in. I thought that was wonderful. People should call and ask that. So then that way they can start, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity to start working on healing themselves. In order for you to heal that, Nathaniel, you're going to need to focus on going back to what has created those blockages and focus on meditating. Meditation is the key to most things in life. Meditate. Figure it out. Open yourself up to realize what has happened. And then if you can't, then, you know, you contact someone like me that can help you go through the process in creating that healing within your life.
Cool.
You understand?
Yes, yes, cool. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. God bless. Have a blessed day.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's another caller. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Jan.
Hi, Jan. How are you today? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pittsburgh. How's the weather there?
I'm better. It was pretty warm the last 3 days, very humid and hot, but much better today.
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I've been dealing with this one family. Okay, now I'm friends with the man in the family, okay, the gentleman, because he's helped me and I've helped him through different crucial situations. But the family that lives with him, who, like, is his ex-wife and his two adult sons and his other people come in and out, they are very, like, they ask, oh, can I clean for you? Because nobody has a job. They're mentally ill, like with bipolar, and also, you know, they used to be off and on of drugs and stuff. But anyways, you know, sometimes they're nice, sometimes they aren't. And recently, like, I try to be nice to them, but they're lately, you know, we're coming down and you better have that money ready. And then they just keep telling me that I'm no good and how I'm just shouldn't be on earth and just all this stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So mean. And they just, see, there's your drama. There's your fake tears. And they just
gosh, in heaven. Okay, can I ask you a very important, important question? Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, were you listening to the show and the things I was talking about in regards towards how blocks are created and what we do? And okay, first things first, okay, you know, I don't, it doesn't take an intuitive, it doesn't take a mystic, it doesn't take a clairvoyant, it doesn't take me talking to my guardian angels to understand that you're being abused, okay? So why are you allowing yourself to put up with it, first of all?
Well, I now am, I guess because I like the guy, and I'm trying to, you know, but what I'm doing now is I'm not going to even answer their calls, Annette. And I told them, every time I stand up for myself and tell them no, Annette, they start, you know, just
being
really
abusive.
You better. But I'm determined now that I'm not going to answer their calls at all. And if they, well, fortunately, they both got a job, okay, the son and the mother. So that's going to help everybody. But I don't know, I guess. Because
I have to tell you what your guardian angel is saying, okay? And I'm going to be very honest and very blunt with you. Because, you know, you do need some insight. You need some truth so you can start allowing yourself to step up for yourself. First of all, in regards towards you saying that you're going to start stepping up for yourself, I'm happy to hear that. And I pray to God you continue following through with, you know, carrying that out. But truthfully, your guardian angel is saying that you're too sweet, you're too nice, you're too kind, and you do allow yourself to put up with this negativity way, way overboard, more than you ever should. And that she's concerned that you're not going to put your foot down. She's concerned that you're not going to allow yourself to really stop these people from being so harassing and so abusive towards you. The thing is that she's concerned and she's worried about is that you are allowing yourself to be torn down. Your self-confidence, your self-love, your self-worth is really allowing itself to be just, you're a perfect example of what I mentioned at the beginning where people think it's okay to make fun of someone at the workplace. People think it's okay to gossip about them or say evil, rude, unkind truths, which are so hurtful. And people can say, yeah, you can say this, you can say this, but words may never hurt me. That's a lie. You know that song that they sing in elementary school? That's a lie. Words do hurt. Words are just as hurtful as the sticks, the stones, whatever they may be throwing.
Yeah.
And you need to allow yourself to put your foot up or put your foot down and stand up for yourself by allowing yourself to really confront the situation and say, I will no longer allow myself, and you don't have to say it loud, you don't have to say it, you know, aggressively, you just have to say, I will no longer allow myself to be treated that way. God bless you, have a nice day, I do not want your help, I do not want your scene, I do not want your presence near me once again. Your guardian angel is concerned because she feels, and I know this sounds horrible what I'm going to say, but she feels as though these people can start becoming a little bit even more abusive than what you have already expressed. And I do see that being a very strong potential where these people do allow themselves to act out even more aggressively in a very negative manner, which means that they could become maybe a little bit more physically abusive and not allowing themselves just to be verbally abusive. So if you would like to help yourself, take the warning from your guardian angel that's speaking to me.
Okay.
Take the information and use it to your fullest benefit and allow yourself to protect your space, your home, your life. If this gentleman that is so wonderful and so a part of your heart actually has any type of concern or care or reciprocation towards you, that person will allow themselves to realize that you're being treated unkindly and then will put their foot down as well. So you need to give him a chance to realize what has been done and help him to come forward on his own without you continuing to keep the door open. Because when it's meant to happen, it'll happen. If it's not meant to happen, all you're doing is allowing yourself to live in a very false realm. And you need to allow yourself to not put up with negativity, because God did not create us to be abused. God does not want us to be hurt. Our angels do not want to see us cry. They want to see us cry from tears of joy. Absolutely, absolutely. Tears of joy, tears of celebration, but not tears of pain, tears of abuse. So in order to heal yourself, the only way to get rid of the blockages that you're dealing with at the present moment is to speak up. You don't have to speak up harshly, but just speaking up by saying what, you know, you have to say, which is, you know what, God bless you guys. I don't need you. Have a blessed day. I don't need anything from you guys anymore.
I did say that to her. When she says she was coming the next week, I says, no, I says, I don't want you here anymore. But I did all this work for you, and you're such a witch not to have me, you know. And I did tell her, I says, listen, I says, I'm not answering the phone. And I did, I was proud of myself there that I did speak up. But what it is,
I'm so proud
of
you. You should be so happy and so proud of yourself. Good.
And I had a lot of childhood abuse, and I ran away from home from my mother. She came after me with knives and schizophrenic and that. And I think, I'm wondering if that's why I get shaky and it bothers me so much, you know. And I do agree with the father, you know, as far as he's abused himself to a certain extent. He just had a triple bypass. They're always asking him for money. So, but he does realize, I told him last night, and he goes, oh, I didn't realize they were doing that. And because he kept saying, oh, have them come over. I guess so he doesn't have to give them money. But fortunately, through prayer, they did get real good jobs. They're going to be starting soon. But I guess it's just, and you know, your words just helped me so much. I just guess I needed somebody
validated.
But thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless you and have a blessed day. And continue listening. There's other information that will help you in regards towards how to cleanse also your home and your space. And I'll talk about that in a little bit, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. I'm glad you called in. Bye. See, this makes me so happy. This is why I am born, guys. This is why I'm here. I have been born with an ability to communicate with guardian angels and spirit guides. I have always been able to see how to help people, how to guide people, how to teach people. Yes, there's things I've been through as a human in regards towards continuing to carry on my knowledge, my growth with understanding healing, understanding spirituality. But truthfully, when I see myself help someone, just as simple as we have done today, live on air, do you know how much my heart just pumps and gets so excited for all of you out there? Because you're learning and understanding that there is a God. You're learning and you're understanding that there is angels and that you're doing the right thing, like Jan just said. I love it. So can we keep getting the same blocks? I mean, there's so many things to still talk about and I have such a little time left. Can we keep continuing to getting the same blocks? Absolutely. Perfect example. Let's say the person who was calling from, I think we should call him from California, I'm not sure, but the person we spoke to who allowed herself to heal from the relationships and finally put her foot down this last week from the relationships that she's had for over 20 years, and she's allowing herself to finally put her foot down. She kept continuing to go through that same, you know, blockage time after time after time after time. For 20 years she dealt with those blockages. Absolutely, you can put up with the same blocks. Because And same thing like Jen. If you feel sorry for someone, if you feel hurt and pain for someone, and you don't know how to allow yourself to be selfish and protective towards your own self, you will continue allowing yourself to have complications where then you're blocking you. You're allowing yourself to then take on their negative karma. You're then taking on all this negative energy, which is causing disruption. Why do we not heal the very first time? Is because we feel sorry for others, or we do not allow ourselves to learn the lesson. So it has to be repeated until it becomes something that we finally put our foot down and say, we're done. I'm just totally done with it. It is so hard to cleanse blockages that we do not want to cleanse. So remember, when you're cleansing yourself, definitely allow yourself to want to cleanse yourself. Definitely want to make the difference, allowing yourself to transform into a better, like, want that change, want that transformation, want the challenges that are going to face you in regards towards stepping up and doing the right thing and facing life alone, even if you have to, because you've transferred into, you know, having your own relationship with yourself instead of having an intimate relationship with your lover that you had or with your mother or with your family members. You know, sometimes we need alone time. Sometimes we need to be alone and by ourselves in order for us to get it. So is getting cleansed hard? It can be hard because facing what I said a moment ago just now, yeah, it's hard to face being alone. It's hard to face dealing with the challenges that we have to look at in the mirror, dealing with the people that have harmed us, dealing with the sexual abuse, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, and putting our foot down. It is hard, but if you start the process, it starts becoming more easy and more easy and more amazing and more amazing. Do we come in on this planet blocked? When you were first born, when you come here as a child, as an infant, as a little seed coming into your mother's womb, do you come in blocked? No, you do not come in blocked. People have asked me that. Well, I came into this world blocked, so it's not fair because look, you know, it's not my fault because of this and this and this happened, and I came in blocked, so it's not that I wanted this. It's this is what happened. That's false, guys. God doesn't create, you know, unperfect children. God doesn't create unperfect humans. We create the imperfection. We create the disruption. We create the interference. And remember that until we take responsibility, we're not going to be able to truly heal. God has opened the doors for each and every one of us to have true happiness and fulfillment within our lives. It is up to us to truly grasp the reins and follow the direction that God is leading us. Follow the path that your angels are carrying you towards. Allow yourself to be carried. Allow yourself to be guided. And do not allow yourself to have resistance anymore. We do not come in blocked. That is something that is completely made up. We do not come in and with all these interferences. Can we pass our blockages? Can we pass our negativity, our heaviness that we are creating from allowing ourselves to put up with abuse or blockages that we have within our lives? Do we pass on our blockages to our kids? You cannot pass your blockages to your kids. You can pass on negative karma. Karma and blockages are completely different. So you cannot pass on your blockages to your kids, but you can, yes, pass your negative karma to your children. That is completely different. Blockages is you becoming numb, you becoming tightened, you becoming less emotional, you becoming more disconnected, swallowing, you know, after time and time and time and time again of people belittling you, swallowing that, you know, really just taking that in and not doing anything about it. Those are blockages, guys. Putting up with abuse, putting up with harsh situations, putting up with misfortune, putting up with not fulfilling your purpose. You know, all those type of blockages, you cannot pass those on. You cannot allow yourself to really allow any type of, you can't, you know, pass it on. It's just not something that can be done. You know, a lot of people get confused about that. Is it our karma? Sometimes people think that blockages have to do with karma. And I have to talk about this because it's kind of like a fine line, and it's a really interesting subject. And I'll talk about it real quick so I can get through all the other stuff we have to speak about. So karma, is it possibly our karma that could be creating some of the blockages? So it's like no, but then it's like a maybe possibly a little teeny tiny bit yes. So say you come in with negative karma because in your past life you have been one of those people who used to, you know, do live sacrifices, like a client that I worked with before, and she was responsible for doing live sacrifices. She was someone who used to live in South America, and she was, you know, up in the mountains and would sacrifice children and sacrifice innocent virgin women and cut their heart out and do this whole sacrificial routine in order for them to be able to, you know, receive positive reactions from God and from spirit. And they thought this was what was supposed to be, they thought that was a natural thing. You know, people have done it in Egypt. People have done it all around the world. You know, it's a very common thing that we have heard about throughout the thousands of years that we've been here. People do think that doing live sacrifices was something that was very necessary. And sometimes, even still to today, people do live sacrifices. Just because we don't hear about it does not mean it's not happening, guys. Remember that. We only hear what we want to hear, but we also only hear what the world wants us to hear. And I work with people from high places and low places. And I know for a fact that there is still live sacrificing being done today. But my point is not about that. My point is about, does karma have anything to do with it? Does our blockages, you know, come rarely or sometimes from some of the, you know, karmic stuff that's happened? So if you were this, you know, abuser, this, you know, person who used to sacrifice people's lives, or let's say you were a general and just went and murdered people for no reason, or maybe last life you were a rapist, or last life you were a child abuser, or whatever it may be. Sometimes you'll come in and have that karma to deal with, but it doesn't create blockages. Your chakras and your point levels within your body are open. So it's not going to create blockages, it's going to create negative karma, but people get it confused and think that negative karma does mean that you're blocked. So it's yes and no, but it's really no. You know, it's like, yeah, you'll feel like as if you're blocked. Yeah, you'll feel like there's some complications, but you're not really, really blocked because it's negative karma. It's a completely different subject. Meditation is always key. Oh, we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. I'm sorry, I didn't see your phone. Your call here. Who is this? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Cindy.
Who is this?
Cindy.
Oh, hi, Cindy. How are you?
Do you have a question? I just happened to listen to the radio show.
Oh, I'm glad you're listening to the radio show. I hope it's helping you and giving you a lot of information.
It's a lot.
Good. So, do you have a question?
Go ahead. Yeah, I think just listening to your radio shows about, you know, with Todd, what's going on, just even talking to you yesterday, I saw your messages on how to forgive Tuesday, but I couldn't do it. You know, it's really difficult, so I don't know if it's like I love him and I have a pain, or, you know, I should just let it go and then just move on with my life.
I'm going to be honest with you, Cindy, and I'm glad you're actually on the phone with me. You've been on my mind a lot lately, and I know it's because you're a guardian angel, so I'm very glad you're actually on the phone right now. And I will tell you straight out that in regards to the situation with him, and this is from your guardian angel, not my opinion, you do need to allow yourself to let him go. Let him go so he can come back to you. You have to let him go completely, though. Don't associate with him. Don't call him. Don't worry about him. Don't try to contact him. Let him know 100% so then he can come towards you, Cindy. He needs to allow himself to show that you mean something. He needs to show you that you are significant. He needs to show you that you are special. At the present moment, you're not special. You're not important. You're not having all this significant meaning in his life. And he needs to treat you and to act out in this manner where he can be able to prove that to you and show that to you by his actions of not, you know, taking you to the moon and back, but by coming over and just being a part of your life, by coming over and just being a part of your son's life. Very small, simple actions are the ones that you're looking for, and those are the ones that he has not allowed himself to act out on. So by putting your foot down and being done and just saying, like, nope, it's over, God bless you, have a nice day, good riddance. You know, I just spoke to someone earlier who called in, and she just ended a, you know, over 20-year relationship, and that was with her
husband.
Yeah, I've
heard about it.
So, oh, good. So, I mean, your situation, you know, do you want to be talking to me and calling me in 20 years and saying, Tammy, why didn't I put my foot down? I could have been happy by now. And I know that there's plenty of people out there that really are interested in you because you're an amazing person and you have a lot to offer. He doesn't have a lot to offer. And I'm talking about this because I know it verbally. I know it in real life because I know you. And he doesn't have a lot to offer except for love. And if he gave that love, it would be everything to offer. But he's not even giving you love. So because he's not giving you love, what is he really offering you? He's not offering you support. He's not offering you love. He's not giving you a home to raise your son in. He's just allowing himself to come in and come out as he pleases, and you're like a little yo-yo, up and down, up and down, up and down. And that's where your guardian angel is just getting done. She's like, I can't take it. So you need to put your foot
down. I think
just
because we talk about child support, and then, like, it's like I don't really want to go there, and then it's happened, like, talking to subjects, like, I don't want to talk about it, but then, of course, they say, I'll pay, and then end up just like, oh, you know, I don't have money, financially, I struggle, and the next thing, like, oh, I'm dating this woman, Asian, and have a child. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? But I'm like, okay, you know, fine, you know, just go date. I think she probably, like, you know, you, someone that you can talk to, listen to, and then make you feel good, so fine, you know, go do that, like, I don't want to, like, be sad anymore. I don't want to, like, feel pain anymore, you know.
Well, then, Cindy, let me help you by allowing you to do one step in the right direction, which is allowing yourself to be done with him right now. Don't allow yourself to put up with abuse anymore. Don't allow yourself to put up with his games anymore. Please. You don't deserve it. And, our guardian angels and God never lies. There's no reason why. And you know me. You know, at the beginning, I was like, no, try. Now I'm saying no, not in any way, shape, or form. I have no reason to lie.
Yeah, I think after you said we are lovers together, so I think I'm keeping myself try, okay, you know. Like.
No, don't. Don't try because you're being too – the thing is you're being too nice and you're creating disruption. You're allowing yourself to destroy yourself because you're not giving him the chance to make up for what he's done, which was wrong. So by you putting your foot down, it'll change the whole circumstances and make it into a positive. Do you understand? I need you to change that so everything can change. Anyways, I have to go because there's other callers, but also I have something else to talk about. So have a blessed day. Do you understand what you need to do? You're so welcome. God bless you. And please listen.
I'll see you in September.
Yes, I'll see you in September. I'm very excited about that.
Okay, thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm so glad she called in. I love her. Okay, so anyways, let me talk about this for a moment. So I was talking about the karma. I was talking about, you know, how we need to remove the blockages. And one thing we also need to do is we need to focus on meditation. We need to keep ourselves in balance. We need to allow ourselves to really focus on that balance within us, really focus on what do you feel that is blocked. As you meditate, whether you sit in a lotus position, whether you focus on taking a walk, whether you lie down flat, doesn't matter. However you meditate, meditate. As you're meditating, inhale positive through your nose, exhale negative through your mouth. Be very relaxed, be very calm, be completely at peace. And then you will see, you will feel, you will see what is missing. okay? If you want to contact me, please do. You can contact me at area code 916-930-0781. 916-930-0781. You can always go on my webpage, which is growinginknowledge.com, www.growinginknowledge.com. And by going on there, you can connect with me through the Facebook, through my Twitter, and even my Periscope, and just get all the information that I have to offer each and every one of you out there. I have a monthly newsletter. I have daily messages on Facebook and Twitter. I have the Instagram that you guys can follow me on, which is Talking to Your Angels. There's a lot of information that I have out there for each and every one of you. So you can just connect with me through the website, and all of my social media should be, you know, up there where you can connect with me. Also, I suggest journaling. Journaling is a great way of being able to release and figure out what it is that you're holding on to if you're also blocked and can't figure it out. And, you know, of course, number one, if you do have blockages karmically, energetically, physically, if there's something that's blocking you, this is something that I work with. This is one thing that I do. I help people to become unblocked. I do work with people to do cleansing, healing, and removal of these complications and these blockages within them. If you cannot connect with me through, you know, Skype or long distance, however it is, find someone in your local area and they'll be able to help you as well. Now, on the, you know, title where it said that there was complicated, you know, about the blockages and about Tay's subject, it was talking about how, you know, well, what if we have these, you know, we feel like as if something is rotten within us, and we feel like as if that there's something that's smelly within us, and there's something going on. Some of us actually do protrude and do have an odor that do continue carrying out, and no matter how much we've cleansed ourselves, no matter how much we've bathed, we continue having these complications where we feel like as if there's poison coming out of us. That is because our intestines become blocked and our blood becomes poisoned because of the frustration, the anger, the disappointment, and the heaviness that we're carrying. Be organic. Go back to allowing yourself to take better care of yourself. The best thing I can advise is for people to allow themselves to really get back to the basics and, you know, healing themselves from inside out. What you eat is what you become. What you do is what you become. How you act is what you become. So really follow that rule. Why are we here? Why are we here? You know, be more aware. Allow ourselves to be more conscious. The more we allow ourselves to be more conscious and have more awareness, we will be able to make that difference within our lives. Most of us are very unaware. Most of us are very disconnected, numb, not allowing ourselves to do what we need to do. So having that consciousness and really bringing that forward and allowing ourselves to force ourselves to be in this training of being aware will then teach us how to pay attention to when we're being taken advantage of, to when we're being, you know, in a negative situation. Want the best for yourself. Want the best for yourself, because I promise you, no one else is going to want the best for you the way you want the best for you. And know what you want out of life. Know what you want. Understand what you want. I'm your host, Tammy Adams. God bless.
If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine. If you have an appetite for fun, then the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival is the place to be. March 2nd through April 12th, only at the Disneyland Resort. Enjoy deliciously fresh food, California wines, craft beers, specialty cocktails, live music, and more. All served up with a dash of Disney magic. Get more details at disneyland.com/foodandwine.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.